All right, we are back. It's Marks and Reese live from Clearwater Spectrum Field. Phils are away today, but Bryce Harper was here this morning. He took batting practice, and like yesterday, it was the very last question that we both knew that we wanted to ask it, and it was a matter of us being like, all right, start to wrap it up, but you've had him on for 20 minutes already, so I'm like, all right, I got to ask you. Everybody's talking about Mike Trout, and Ben, let's play what he said yesterday, and then we'll play what he said again today. Here's Bryce Harper with us yesterday on recruiting Mike Trout.
I think it's respecting Mike Trout in a certain way during the season and letting him play and do the things he needs to do to, of course, be Mike Trout. But if you don't think I'm not going to call Mike Trout in 2020 to have him come to Philly, you're crazy.
There you go. And that was met with... it took a couple hours before you started to get, oh, Major League Baseball is going to be involved in this. And then the Angels officially had reached out to Major League Baseball with the complaint and everything else. Earlier today, Bryce Harper, they asked him about it again, and here's what he said.
Bryce, you've had some fun with the Mike Trout stuff the last few days, but MLB said they've reached out to the Phillies and to the Angels. Has anybody reached out to you?
They talked to me a little bit, not MLB or anything like that. But, you know, I guess when that time comes and guys are free agents, and we'll see what happens. But I don't know.
But you still, you meant it, right?
I mean, if I didn't mean it, I wouldn't have said it. You know, so.
There he is. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I mean, see, like, here's the thing. You said this to me earlier today, that this is exactly what the sport needs.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball needs an injection of some type of excitement.
Yeah, relax.
And the fact that you're getting one of the game's stars that's now flirting with the other huge star, the best player in baseball.
Yeah.
The NBA has become very successful with the creation of the super team.
Oh, man. All the NBA is about is off-the-court stuff.
Right?
Yes.
Remember how everybody hated LeBron going to the Heat?
Right.
That's kind of when the NBA really took off, right? As much as we hated it, that brought so much more attention to it.
You're right.
Right? So... If baseball's really mad about this, and I know they have to say, okay, well, you can't
right
tamper,
things, yeah.
But they have to be loving this right
yeah.
there.
I would imagine, where the league office is, New York?
Yes.
Yeah, I would imagine that Rob Manfred and them up there, you know, at least high-fiving each other, that they are on the front page of ESPN.
They were 6 o'clock sports.
Yeah, time. They you know, Bryce Harper's comments yesterday, you know, were a big part of a lot of sports shows.
PTI,
yesterday. So, you know, Major League Baseball is being talked about, and not in a negative way, because quite frankly, you know, how do you stop tampering? Like, how do you stop it with social media? With all these guys are millionaires, they're friends, they vacation with each other, their families know each other. They guess what? These communities these guys live in, these homes they live in, they're pretty much in the same areas, right? They pretty much, they vacation in the same areas. They have the same interests. Some of them are represented by the same agencies or the same companies. They endorse the same products, you know, or what have you. So, like, how do you stop this from happening in today's sports world? I just don't see how you can do it now. I imagine Major League Baseball is saying, let's not be so blatantly obvious with it, Bryce. Because if you're the Angels, they're saying they're trying to protect their own interests.
Oh, I'd be furious
if
I was the Angels.
Just
sure.
Like the Pelicans called the league
right.
office on the Lakers.
With Bron,
with Magic Johnson and LeBron. So I don't blame the Angels for calling Major League Baseball and saying, hey, come on now.
But he did say in 2020. He even qualified it with us.
Yeah, but yeah, no, listen, I don't think it was tampering, but I understand how people will run with it and make it a story. I love his response today about it.
Yeah,
like, he's not running away from it.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's not running away from it.
Ike, pinch me, man. Seriously, pinch me. Are we dreaming here? Is this really happening? Is this really happening where Bryce Harper comes to town, the Phillies get the biggest free agent in so many years in baseball? He comes to town. He does an incredible interview with us yesterday where the overwhelming response from everybody was like, wow, I'm blown away. You can hear it again at 3:30. We're going to play it at 3:30. And then he's openly recruiting Mike Trout, and he's saying, like, yeah, absolutely. You think I'm crazy if you don't think I'm going to try to get Mike Trout here.
Yeah, and it's not bashful about it. I mean, you know, he has conviction in what he feels. And so I think it's great. I think it's great. And so it's great to be on this side of it. It's great to be on this end of it. You know, we've been on the other end where we feel like we're somebody is trying to pull a player away from us.
Yep.
Right? You know, or we aren't the attractive destination.
Absolutely.
So to be on this side of it once again, because it was that way for the Phillies with that run that they had when you had players trying to get here as quickly as they could, I'm expecting the same thing. And that's why you have questions out there, John, about whether or not this guy's the biggest athlete in town, best athlete in town, or what have you. I would say this, because I want to get into this as we go on, because I think it's a fascinating question. I would say...
So right now at Mark's Reese WIP, it's our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Looking for the perfect engagement ring? Make it remarkable at Mark's Jewelers on Route 309 in Montgomeryville, or online, marks-jewelers.com. It's a rank of three, top three, go. Give them to me.
Oh, top three?
Top three.
I would go Embiid, Wentz, Simmons, and then Harper.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Harper four?
Yeah.
How about Harper one and Embiid two, Wentz three? And I'm being generous by giving Wentz. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt at three.
Stop it.
Three.
Brian, guy's only been in the league 3 years.
Brian Joseph, Harper, Embiid, Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Ice, Embiid, Harper, Wentz. Kyle Wilson, Harper, Wentz, Embiid.
Yeah, see, I can't. Here's why I can't give Harper number one. Other than signing here, he hasn't built up the equity yet.
I think he did yesterday.
Yeah, I know that off the field, but you listen. You know as well as I know. We just did a poll yesterday. Over 85% of this fan base said they aren't changing. So they didn't take my advice about being a softer, gentler, kinder fan base.
No, they didn't.
So I say that to say this is going to boil down to what he does on the field.
Yep.
So that's how you build equity up in this city, is about how you play, what you do on the field, playing in those big games, what your team is doing. Like, that's why a guy like Jrue doesn't get the respect that some thinks he deserves. Yes, because you got to win in this town. And the reason why I'm giving Embiid over Wentz is because Embiid has the personality. And Embiid was here during a terrible time, and he came, he rose from the ashes, and he's all about Philly. Not that Carson isn't, but Embiid is all about Philly, and he has a more of an outward personality, so I think there's
he's
more of a
star.
Connection.
He's a star.
There's more of a connection. But when you're the quarterback of the number one team in this league, I mean, in this city, that carries an awful lot of weight. And I know last year we were all in a daze, and I'm only saying we because I feel like I'm in the family, but some of you were in a daze, and you forget how good of a player Carson Wentz is as a football player.
Power rankings take a hit when, face it, when let's say you're looking at the end.
Yeah,
that's why
he's not number one.
Right, that's why he's three.
No, that's why he's number two.
And right
that's
now,
why he's not number one.
Harper could go from one to two if he struggles in April. It's a fluid list.
Oh, listen, he got it. Listen,
Harper's one, unquestioned.
I feel you. That's your opinion. There is question. You can stop that. There is question, but that's your opinion.
Ben, what do you got?
What you got, Benjamin?
One, two, three.
So for me, I have to put Harper number one, and this is why. I understand when Wentz came in, there was a similar excitement. But for me, I just think right now about what jerseys I think I'm going to see the most of over the year in Philadelphia. And when I think about the cultural impact Bryce Harper has had in what, like 4 days, I think he's eclipsed everybody. And I think at this point, I understand one sports in season and one is not. But I think at this point, even Embiid and Simmons are ahead of Carson Wentz, because Carson Wentz's stock did take a hit, and he's not even the most popular quarterback in Philadelphia. Forget everything else.
That's just because people forget.
People do forget, and maybe that'll turn around, but I think right now it's a Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and Bryce Harper town.
Gabe Moderano at Mark Series WIP. Foles 1, Embiid 2, Harper 3.
Foles doesn't play here.
It's just a funny one.